This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Negotiators are closer to saving the Iran nuclear deal, but sticking points remain, diplomats said Sunday at the end of the latest round of talks. World powers have been meeting since early April to try to bring the U.S. back to the 2015 landmark agreement and Iran back into compliance with it. Sunday's meeting came a day after ultra-conservative cleric Ebrahim Raisi was declared the winner of the Islamic Republic's presidential election, replacing moderate Hassan Rouhani. The chair of the talks said he did not know when talks would resume, noting the main problem continued to be finding a solution, quote, in this delicate balance, end quote, between lifting U.S. sanctions on Iran and reversing Tehran's stepped-up nuclear activities. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet at the White House with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, chairman of Afghanistan's High Council for National Reconciliation, this Friday, the White House said Sunday. The meeting comes at a critical time when fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban militants has surged. This since Mr. Biden announced in April that the U.S. would withdraw all troops in Afghanistan before September 11th, ending America's longest war after nearly 20 years of conflict. Myanmar's junta leader has flown out of the country to attend a conference in Moscow, state media reported Sunday, his second trip abroad since seizing power in February. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing will attend the Moscow Conference International Security, scheduled to be held Tuesday. This is VOA News. Vote counting was underway Sunday in Armenia after a tight post-war parliamentary election that pitted a reformist leader, Nikol Pashinyan, against ex-president Robert Kocharyan. Pashinyan called for the snap election after last year's devastating war with Azerbaijan plunged the post-Soviet country into crisis, but observers fear the results could further polarize society. Analysts say the election result is nearly impossible to predict, with both Pashinyan and Kocharyan drawing massive crowds on the eve of the polls and planning post-election rallies. Polls closed at 8 p.m. local time, and the first official results were expected later Sunday. Bahrain Sunday rejected a UN report calling for the release of two men facing the death penalty, which cited claims their murder convictions were based on confessions extracted by torture. In July last year, Bahrain's top court upheld a death sentence against the men convicted of killing a police officer in a 2014 bomb attack. A Bahraini government spokesperson told AFP in a written statement the men were convicted of serious criminal offenses. Rights group Amnesty International has also said the trial relied on, quote, confession extracted through torture, end quote. Aviation giant Emirates said Sunday it will resume flights from India next week after Dubai lifted a ban imposed when coronavirus cases spiked. The United Arab Emirates, which includes Dubai, suspended all flights from India in April to curb the spread of COVID-19. Emirates says it will resume carrying passengers from South Africa, Nigeria, and India starting June 23rd. Russia's labor minister warned Sunday workers who refuse COVID-19 vaccinations in areas where they are required could be forced to take unpaid leave as infections spike and inoculation drives remain slow. He added that the suspension would last while the decree for mandatory vaccination is in effect. Russian capital Moscow has ordered mandatory vaccination for residents working in the service industry, saying some 60% would have to be fully inoculated by August 15th. Seven other cities and areas, including St. Petersburg, have imposed similar rules, according to Russian media. Free shots have been available across the country since December, but only 19.5 million out of a population of some 146 million have received at least one dose of a vaccine, according to monitoring websites. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.